Assalamu alaikum. That just means peace and blessings. I pray that everyone is living their fullest potential and that everything is going well. Whether this is morning, evening, or nighttime that you are tuning in, I appreciate every last one of you. Well, this morning I had this dream. I was awoken out of my sleep. And I had this major pain in my chest and my stomach was aching. But I remember in this dream that I was sending something that I had wrote to this playwright. And in the dream, I was in her office telling her about this manuscript that I had sent her. And I wanted her to read it. I was very animated and I was very excited about it. And I told her that I had submitted it to her, and she stated that she didn't like what she was receiving from other writers. But I told her that mine was really, really good. And so she was looking all over her desk and she was like, "I don't see what you sent in." And all of this is happening in my dream. And within my dream, there was this lady standing right next to her or behind her. And I said, "I gave it to her." And the woman quickly said, "No, ma'am, you didn't." But I was looking at the woman's face and she had this crumpled look in her face, and I knew she wasn't telling the truth. And so I was drawn to a pile of, I guess, manuscripts sitting on this woman's desk. And I was like, "Can I look through this pile of work?" And she was like, "Yeah, go ahead. We'll both look." And so as I was looking, there was my work. It was up under a pile of work. And so the woman retrieves it and she starts reading it and she smiles really, really big. So y'all, I literally wake up. Just to find out that, you know, my stomach was hurting from something that I had ate the night before. But anyway, I got on up and I decided to pray. You know, and after prayer, my first thing that came to my mind was my mother. And my mother is this 70-year-old woman who has her own place. And she loves living by herself with her dog named Angel. And she loves her grandchildren. Her grandchildren dotes on her, call her all the time, and check on her. She's just a great little lady. But what came to mind was my mom and how she used to get ready every morning before work or church. She would take her scarf off and take down her foam rollers. And if anybody know what foam rollers are, they're these big pink rollers. And she would comb her hair down, puff it up in the front, placing every strand in place. And this was her routine every day. She didn't do a whole lot of fancy creams and butters like I do all over her face or body, you know. And she was this beautiful woman, still is. And I remember how she always smelled of honey and almond. And if anybody who grew up in the Black community, there was this lotion. I think it was called Honey and Almond. I'm not sure who it was made by, but my grandmother smelled like this. My mom smelled like this, and my aunt. So this smell is very vivid in my imagination. But anyway, she would wash her face, you know, with this cold cream that I used to sneaking get in as a young girl. And occasionally, maybe on Sundays right before church, she would put on lipstick, and I still remember the name of it. It was called Cherry Jubilee by Avon. My mother, she always wore these long dresses and tops, and she just never really showed her body as she left the house, you know. I would watch her dye her hair ever so often. Auburn, that was like her favorite color, these gold highlights, but that was about it. And as I got older, I followed suit. That was my favorite color. But as I was sitting in her bathroom as a young woman, I would watch her, you know, put on her stockings and do all these rituals. And those were my most cherished moments, was just watching her put on her stockings and little lipstick and her little pumps, because she was about 5'11", so she never wore heels. And that was about it. She would get dressed up for church, and sometimes afterwards we would go out to eat. But I would sometimes walk into her closet looking at her clothing, saying, I wish my mama wore more colors. But she stood true to herself and to her gift of being subtle. But we would talk about all kind of things while she would get dressed for work or school. And I would just sit there before I became the hard-headed teenager and wanted to do my own things. But I remember those times, and I remember her little small little round pearl gold earrings, and she wore her simple little wedding band and a Timex watch. And my father was always buy her these gold little watches. He was proud of that. Then as I was sitting there, the dream became clear in my head. How often do little girls get to watch their mothers get dressed, and how special those times are in a mother's dressing room? Mothers are so very wise, and they're sometimes just about always right. We all know that from our experiences that, you know, when we grow up and we go through things, sometimes those little tidbits of information or advice that our mothers give us is some of the best advices, some of the best lessons that will remain with us forever, and they keep guiding us. So as I said, the dream was preparing me for my dressing room with my daughter. My daughter, who's in college, she always calls me for advice. And when she's here, she's right up under me, and I'm giving her the same advice. I'm preparing her for life. And we get to write our stories, and sometimes it's hidden from us, and we don't know what those stories are going to turn out to be. But our mothers are so very special in who they are. I used to look at my mother and be like, man, I wish she would do this. And, oh, man, I wish she would do that. And I find my simple routines of just, you know, not wearing a whole lot and not doing a whole lot is some of the best times, or some of the best things, you know, just being feminine and not having to worry about a whole lot. So anyway, I kind of Googled some people who were talking about some of the advice that their mother give them. And it was very great. I think it was Eric Benet. He was a singer. He said the best advice his mother ever gave to him was, strivers achieve what dreamers believe. And if you put your mind to it, you can do it. Be careful what you wish for, because you might just get it. How many times have we heard that? Usher, the singer, he said his mother said, listen to me. I already been through it. You don't have to. Wow. Another mother said to her son, Jonetta Patton, when I was young and dating men, my mom always told me to watch how my boyfriends treated their mothers, because they will treat you the same way. I find that to be true as well. Another person said, the source of my mother's love and strength is evident in the advice she gives me every time I leave. Whether it's a kiss on the cheek or a hug and a reminder to keep God first, this is the same thing that I do with my child. Great. So as you prepare as a mother for your dressing room, I just wanted to let you know to always be careful of the things that you are doing, because it will make a big impression in your children's life. And whether your mother was the best mother on earth or if you never grew up with your mother, know that your life was meant to be here and she was the vessel in which you came. Peace and blessings. Assalamu alaikum.